We welcome you to this audio series intended to provide information to those eligible for Air Force legal assistance, which include active duty military members, their dependents, and retirees. Our hope with this series, which we are calling The Art of Law at Hill Air Force Base, is that we can convey legal assistance information to you that is readily available, provide information that is responsive to your needs, and to do so in a timely manner. This series is for information purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for legal advice from an attorney.
Hello, my name is Captain Anderson. I am the Chief of Legal Assistance here at Hill Air Force Base. Today I'm joined by Sergeant Davis, and today we will be discussing the Service Members Civil Relief Act, in particular, how it applies to vehicle lease terminations.
Good morning. It's good to be here with you. So I have some basic questions about what CICRA does for vehicle lease terminations. What can you tell me about that?
So under CICRA, a service member can terminate a lease if a service member enters military service for 180 days or more, is in military service and later receives CONUS to OCONUS PCS orders, is in the military service and later receives orders from an OCONUS state to any location outside that state, or receives deployment orders for at least 180 days.
Okay, so when you say military orders, obviously, you know, I've been in the military for a few minutes. I know what those are. But for the purposes of this, can you kind of explain that to me a little bit more? Because I don't have those in hand right now. And so I just need a little bit more information.
Absolutely. Military orders are any notification, certification, or verification from the member's commanding officer with respect to that member's current or future military duty status. So it can be an actual form, or it can be a letter from your commander detailing your future duty status.
Okay, so if I don't have actual orders in hand, but I've got a short notice tasking that I know is going to happen, I can just get a letter in lieu of orders signed by my commander, and that amounts to the same thing essentially?
Yes. In the event that you don't have an official copy of your orders, just feel free to reach out to your first sergeant, who should have a basic letter detailing that you have a future obligation that will require you to terminate your lease. However, that letter does need to be signed by your commanding officer.
Okay, so once I do have either my orders or my letter in lieu of orders in hand, what then does that process look like as far as me going back to the dealership and getting the vehicle turned back over to them?
So it can vary slightly depending on which dealership you purchase the vehicle from or which dealership you're financing the vehicle through. However, typically, hand delivery of that letter in lieu of your orders or a copy of your orders in conjunction with the actual vehicle, returning both of those to the dealership should be sufficient.
So I have another question. As far as how long can I be expected to still be paying on the vehicle after I drop it off? And what other kind of charges can I maybe expect to incur?
Right. So your obligations terminate on the day that you provide that notice. So in this case, either that letter in lieu of your orders or an official copy of your orders, in addition to the actual vehicle, your obligations terminate on the day you provide all of that to the dealership. However, you may be charged additional fees depending on the state of the vehicle when you return it to the dealership.
Out of curiosity, what if my husband is co-signed on the lease with me? Does CICRA apply to him? He's not a service member.
Yes, your husband would be covered under CICRA. So your obligations under the lease would terminate on the day that you returned the vehicle and provide a copy of your orders or a letter in lieu of the orders. And the same would go for your spouse. Both obligations for you and your spouse would end on that day.
My husband and I weren't married. We were just boyfriend-girlfriend. Would that still apply or no?
So unfortunately, the Service Members Civil Relief Act would only protect your partner in the event of them being your spouse and not your boyfriend.
What about just say, you know, I run into a string of bad luck and the dealership doesn't want to honor either my orders or the letter in lieu of orders, then how do we handle that?
In that case, I would recommend that you call the Legal Assistance Office at 801-777-6626 so that we can schedule an appointment.
Captain Anderson, thank you so much for answering my questions about CICRA today. I really hope that someone out there finds this information helpful. And thank you.
You're welcome.